Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this getaway Friday, December the 15th, 2023, 19 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio by Matt Morgan this morning, who I can say was here before the door to the building opened at 8 o'clock. That never happens. He must still have been on the high adrenaline from last night's fruitcake toss, which we are going to talk a lot about here, because last night, you know what? And sometimes you say this because you want to make the event sound like a good time, because you never want to come in and say, oh, that event was not great. But last night was the fourth annual fruitcake toss, the best. It was epic. Everything went right. We're going to get into this. But, Matt, how'd you get here before 8 o'clock this morning?
I don't know. I just kind of woke up at 7:30. And then, you know, got ready, left.
And I should mention that if my voice starts to squeal or squeak, it has a little bit this morning. Every fruitcake toss, since the beginning of the fruitcake tosses, the next day, I think it's a combination of the weather and the combination because I'm yelling for an hour to try to make sure everybody can hear me. It wears your voice out. So, knocking on wood here already. The voice is there, so let's hope it holds up for the next 5 hours and 2 hours tonight.
I mean, I think the fruitcake toss went really well.
You know, it was so amazing last night. There were so many things that happened that were shocking to me. Now, by the way, did anybody listen to the replay of the fruitcake toss last night at 9:15? If you did, call us and let us know how it sounded, because I really did not listen to it. What you got was all the warts and all last night. You got whatever picked up on the microphone during the toss. I think we did a good job of saying who was tossing. I think we did a good job of saying how far they tossed it. But if you listened to the fruitcake toss last night at 9:15 p.m., give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. We are in the studio today. 740-383-9944. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Scott, I couldn't make it last night, and I listened.
Now, how did go ahead.
It was really good.
Good, good. So the broadcast turned out fine.
Yep, I don't think it could be any better.
You know, I thought we put it in right because, you know, we had to get it in pretty quick because the fruitcake toss ended at 8 and we had to have it in by 9. And we listened to maybe just a minute and I thought, okay, the quality sounds pretty good. And I thought, I hope it all plays well. So it all played well.
Yes, did Mayor Kellogg or Mary Ellen come?
Mary Ellen did come, but Mary Ellen had a doctor's appointment this morning at 7 a.m., so she stopped by early, but wasn't able to stick around because she had to get up early this morning.
Yes, and I kind of thought Sheriff Bales, I don't know, I just had an inkling that he would win, but I thought Judge Edwards might come in there, you know, too pretty good, you know, because I kind of know them.
Well, you know what's... Well, you know what's awful? I do not have... Linda has not sent me the results yet. Now, I know who won, and I remember some of the throws, but I do not have the actual results right now. But you are right. Sheriff Bales did win. But did you hear? It came to a throw-off. We've never had that happen.
Yes.
That was exciting, that you had two people both throw at 68 feet, and we tied the record last night.
Who was the other person that... You had to do the extra throw.
It was one of the newcomers, one of the young guys that I said would be one of the ones to watch. I believe his name was Glenn Jerome.
Oh, okay.
He was one of those guys who I think probably worked out, and I think strength played into that a little bit.
Well, when you're younger and you've played ball, and you know you're not out of school too much, that helps you too. When you're older and you haven't thrown anything for years, that's kind of a little bit, you know.
Now, were you surprised at the number of people who competed? I mean, pretty well, more or less. I mean, even with Mary Ellen showing up early, pretty much everybody showed up.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was great. We had a lot of fun, and you even made it through our singing.
Yes, I like that too, and you kind of visualize them throwing.
Well, that,
you don't know the people, but you, when you say get up to the line, you just kind of visualize it.
Well, that's what I was hoping, because, you know, radio is theater of the mind, so when you have that microphone, you're trying to think, okay, I know people aren't going to be able to see this that are listening to it, so I hope they can picture it in their mind.
Yeah, you just picture somebody up there and stuff, but I don't. Luckily, I kept my eye on the clock so I wouldn't miss it and stuff. But no, I don't think it could have been any better. It was really good.
Well, I'm glad to hear, and it couldn't have been any better on our end. The fruitcake toss itself came off perfectly. So I'm glad you enjoyed it, and thanks for nominating the people you did and following up. And hopefully you stick with us this morning. There's going to be a lot of talk about it.
Yes, I'm sitting here waiting.
Hey, thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Well, that is good to know right off the bat that it did play at 9 o'clock last night and that the quality was good, and it led to visualizations of people and what happened last night.
You know, last night, Terry, when I had gone to retrieve the fruitcake one of the times, Terry said, you know, the wrapping on that fruitcake kind of looks like your coat. And then I started looking.
Oh, you had your elf outfit
on. Yeah.
Yes.
And I was like, you know, it kind of does. It made sense that I was the one receiving the fruitcake. It matched the, you know, the overcoat.
Well, it would be good that Terry would point that out. He's Johnny on the spot for stuff like that. But now there was an interesting trickle last night in the fruitcake toss. Now, we had been using the same fruitcake, I believe, for 2 years. Now, I can't say we used it the first year, but I know it had been used the previous 2 years. Well, we were throwing on concrete last night. Now, see, I could not really see what was going on because I really was not handling the fruitcake too much.
I knew that fruitcake was going soon.
Well, here's what would happen. See, I would hand it to the person, and they would throw it. Terry would yell out what the distance was. Then he would pick it up, hand it to Matt. Matt would run it back to me. So it was only in my hand for maybe seconds. So I did not realize what was happening. But Matt, you realized what was happening.
Towards the end of that fruitcake's life, the sleeve that was over it started to like slide off. So every time I'd get the fruitcake, I was trying to like slide the sleeve back over, and I was like, I don't know, man. And then I was like, it's not gonna go well.
But now the fruitcake did not break. It's the packaging that
correct,
breaks,
yeah.
Right?
The fruitcake did like start falling apart, but I assume that's because it had been thrown for 3 years.
It
straight.
Could be an age. Now, people always wonder, well, why do you put bubble wrap around the fruitcake? It's not to save the fruitcake. It's the wrapping that you're afraid is going to bust open. Because the wrapping on a fruitcake is not very tight.
No. I like how we wrap the new one, though.
Well, by the way, secure. Always be prepared. Always have a plan B. We did have a spare fruitcake ready to go, so there was no stop in the action.
I mean, it's very secure, like I said. It was more wrapped up than the original fruitcake.
The entire WGH staff, I believe, was there last night. Adam was there throwing. Pastor Craig was there throwing. You and Carrington were there singing and throwing. I was there hosting. Sean was there running the camera. Terry was there getting the measurements. Linda was recording the measurements. I think the whole group was there.
I think so.
And then the other people. I mean, we had Sheriff Bales was there. Clearly our winner last night. We'll get into that in just a second because there was some controversy
over
that. By the way,
I have never seen Sheriff Bales before last night. He is big. He is tall.
I don't know how tall Sheriff Bales is, but I'm guessing probably around 6'8", 6'9".
I'm not 100% sure. I wasn't, like, you know, up there with him, but, like, he's a tall man.
Well, it's interesting. You got Sheriff Bales, who was there last night. You have Judge Edwards, who was there last night. You had, I'm trying to look at the picture we have up here on the internet. County Commissioner Dr. Davis, Mark Davis, was there last night.
Kerr Murray.
He had to leave early, but he did toss a fruitcake. Kerr Murray was there. And then we had, of course, your mother was there, who did the Buckeyes. Your brother was there throwing fruitcakes last night. Sarah and her group was there. Fruitcake Lily was there with her grandmother. Glenn Jerome, they're not. See, they're not. A lot of people aren't in this picture. This picture does not really do the fruitcake toss justice, because there were a lot of people, as in Glenn Jerome, as in Tyler Wilson, as in Miranda, who was there watching. Caitlin from the Kroger Pharmacy showed up and tossed a fruitcake with two kids. That had never happened before, two babies and a stroller. She was there. And Linda, Ed, came and defended his title. Ed Pickett was there. So there was a lot of people there. I really don't know, until, again, I don't have the records in front of me. I don't know how many people threw, but it had to be over 30. Abby was there. Abby's son, Kaysen, threw. There's another one.
Another two.
I mean, I think that, I don't know who all hadn't showed up yet, but the last time I had last Linda, how many people she had on her list, it was like 28.
Oh, Glenn Coble.
So there was probably around 32 or something.
Glenn Coble was there. There was a woman who showed up who I did not know. Carrie Grigsby was there. Some lady named Vicky signed up last night for the toss. So there was even people trying to get into the toss as we were going on last night with the thing. My mom showed up to the toss and tossed a fruitcake last night. That never happens. Ted Jolliffe was there.
Ted Jolliffe threw it for 65.
65 feet. Now, I need to make sure, but I think, well, there was a little controversy there, but we did go back and listen to the tape just to make sure that it was 65. Because the controversy that happened was Sheriff Bales threw for 68, and then Glenn Jerome threw for 68. So we had a tie. That's never happened. A tie for first in fruitcake history. So we had to have a fruitcake throw-off. And Glenn Jerome, it was so weird. Because they both, now you got to understand, they both threw for 68. Then we go to the fruitcake throw-off. And Glenn threw first. Glenn Jerome, this young kid. And he threw the thing, and I believe he threw for 70.
I think so.
And I thought, oh my God. He's two below the record, and he topped what he did earlier. I thought he's going to be the winner. I mean, this is it. It's over. And then Sheriff Bales walked up. And he grabbed, and I remember saying to him, I said, well, the pressure's on. Show us how it's done. And darned if he did not tie the record 2 foot beyond Glenn Jerome. It was exciting.
I mean, I think so. I mean, it was more anticipation in the event than I had expected, having not been there before.
You know, it's really kind of a sporting event in a way. It plays like that. I mean, you really want to know who wins, and when you get down to a tiebreaker like that,
there were people cheering.
There were people cheering.
The crowd was getting into it.
They really were. It was an amazing night. Now, interestingly enough, now again, I don't have the records in front of me, but some underachievers last night who I don't, you could call it nerves, you could call it not practicing.
I underachieved.
You would fall into that category last night.
40 feet.
40, was it 40?
40.
Yeah, I think you fell into that category. Your brother did not have the throw that I think we thought he would.
What did he throw, 55, something like that?
A lot of people threw 55. I don't know what the number 55 was about last night, but a lot of people threw 55.
He beat me, so, you know.
Yeah, but this Tyler Wilson, I don't know where he ended up, but
I also don't remember.
He didn't throw as well as Glenn Jerome, let's put it that way.
He did not, no.
No. And then we've got, let's see. Well, we should mention that in the WGH category, well, Adam, I think, had a decent throw last night, but again, I don't have the records.
I think Adam ended up at like 40 or 45.
Was that where he was?
I think so.
I know he had a decent throw. But just to show you that women can win, taking the WGH category was
Carrington.
And again, another controversy, because apparently, I didn't see it, but apparently she did a wind-up.
She did. She had a whole, like, softball throw going on.
Now, why did, was she not there when I explained the rules?
You know, even if she wasn't there when you explained the rules at the event, you explained the rules multiple times on air, I feel like, you know.
You know, people kept trying to walk over the line. See, that's how you know it's competitive.
I think it's just because there wasn't a really defined line.
No, but do you know how many people came up and said, where's the line? Am I behind? And I would have to step them back behind the line after they said, where's the line?
I don't know where. I don't think anybody knew where the line was.
Well, there was a big white line there.
No, there wasn't.
Well, in any event, Carrington did, I think she had 55.
She did have 55.
Even though controversy reigns because she apparently did something illegal. But she got the plaque.
Yeah.
Bob Welsh was there last night. He got a good throw off. Mrs. Welsh was there.
I mean, we really did get the entire radio station crew there.
Yeah, that never happens.
Everybody.
It was a night filled with anticipation and excitement. Throw-offs, just the whole bit.
I think that's agreeable. There was a lot going on that night. I don't think, where else would you have wanted to be?
Oh, I don't know where else anybody would have wanted to be last night. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, did you say Mayor Kellogg went? I didn't hear him.
No, you know, Mayor Kellogg did not make it last night. It's my understanding he had some kind of a doctor's appointment yesterday. So we are going to, and plus I think he needed a reminder, because I think he had been nominated pretty early on, and I think he might have forgotten.
Well, the other two times he didn't, he always wrote it down.
Right, but I think he got a reminder the day of both of the other times, and I don't think he did yesterday. I'll have to check with him.
Well, maybe somebody did, but I never call him back that close. Did Lieutenant Brown show up from the police department?
You know, I did not see Lieutenant Brown last night.
And how about the fire department?
No, I didn't see anybody from the fire department.
Yeah, because I didn't hear any of those. And how about, there's Ratliff.
No, but I think the reason for that was when Mary Ellen stopped by, apparently last night there was a party going on for Mayor Schertzer in town.
Well, he told me he had an appointment, and he wouldn't get out maybe till 7 or so, and he thought he could make it. Okay, those I wondered about because they were, you know, pretty definite. But Mayor Kellogg, no, when they tell me yes or whatever, then I never call him back.
Yeah, I think that might have been it, is just that I think because he was nominated, like I say, I think he was nominated in the first week, which would have been about a month ago. I think he probably, I'm guessing, should have given him a reminder yesterday, because he does like to compete in that, but we'll figure it out.
Okay, hold on just a second. I got this. Just let me look here a minute. I wrote the dates down. I called him and Mary Ellen. They were, two or three were the first ones. I called them November the 16th.
Yes.
I wrote the dates down.
So it was a month that he would have had to have remembered that. I'm guessing.
Because, you know, other times, you know, he said yes and he'd write it down. So I took it this time he would too. So,
well,
it's so hard to get a hold of him. When you call the police, sometimes you have nine things to choose from, and when it starts jury and civil stuff, I don't like to bother them and things. And then by the time they get your message, and then the secretary or somebody calls you back, and you tell them, and it's like three calls or four, you know, to get, there ought to be an easier way, you know, to get like the judge and different things. So,
mm-hmm.
But I wondered, I didn't hear any of their names during any of the stuff, and I thought, well, did they show up, or...
No, I think one of the things with Mayor Kellogg is he's not on social media. He doesn't work anymore. It would be hard for him to know it's happening, really, unless he's just got it written down somewhere in a calendar. So I think that's probably
right. Sometimes he wrote it down, so I took it he would, you know, he and everything. He didn't, you know, say give me a call back or anything, and I never even thought to.
Yeah, well, I think we probably gave him a reminder call the last 2 years, but we didn't this year, I think, because it was a little busier. And like I said, I haven't talked to him. I'll have to call him today and see what happened. But
I feel careful about that now. But
well, no, we have his plaque, and we'll bring him in one morning and give him his plaque and do the whole thing.
Yeah, because, you know, mayor and stuff, through the years when he was mayor, he's always wrote dates down in the meetings, and I just take it that they would. Now, did anybody from city council come at all?
I don't think so. But you know what? It was a bad week for city council, I think, and that could probably be a lot of that.
Okay.
But other than that, it was good.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes, that's how that all shook out. And you know the thing? Everybody seemed to have fun.
I mean, I think so.
I do think, though, we should have reminded Mayor Kellogg, because it was 30 days prior that he was nominated. And that probably would have... If it was like a week earlier, I think he would have been okay.
I think so. I mean, I don't see why he wouldn't have come. So
now we've got to get to the underachievers. Now, again, I don't have this stuff written down. I think Fruitcake Lily got a pretty good toss-off.
I think it was like 35.
I think she was our youngest competitor, 10 years old. And Kaysen, Abby's son, he got a good throw-off, 11 years old.
We really had everybody competing.
We did. Now, we know who the winner is, and Ted Jolliffe, I believe, did come in second. I don't remember anybody going above 65, except the sheriff and Glenn Jerome.
I think so. I think he came, well,
I guess it'd be third, but yeah. Yeah, yeah, but not bad. And by the way, we expanded our prize last night. Sheriff Bales got a plaque. Sheriff Bales got a Del Taco gift card, a Del Taco beanie, and a four-pack set to the Columbus Zoo Lights. Now, if you get arrested by Sheriff Bales in the near future and he's got a Del Taco beanie on, you know that's from us.
What more could you ask for than a Del Taco beanie?
I know. Oh, you know what? I wanted to read our Christmas cards off here real quick before we get back to the fruitcake toss.
Oh, yeah.
Because we do have our Christmas... And Brinley... One of our youngest listeners out there, if not the youngest listeners, sent us a Christmas card. Merry Christmas with a star and a Christmas tree and a heart drawn on here. I love this thing. It says, I hope you have a good Christmas. I love it when you do trivia. They're so fun. A heart and a Christmas cat, Christmas kitty in here. Love, Brinley. So, Brinley, I know you're out there listening on the way to school this morning. And thank you for the Christmas card, and we're going to get one back to you. And I hope Santa Claus brings you everything you want for Christmas. And your grandma and grandpa will have to bring you to the station sometime when you're on Christmas break. Come down and visit with us. But your card was great. I love it, and it's going to be on the wall here at WGH. And we'll keep it forever.
I think she can draw better than I can.
It's very good. It's a very good card. And we also have the card that came from John and Carolyn Heimlich. Beautiful house, decorated all up for the holiday season. And Scott and WGH Talk Crew, Merry Christmas. Enjoy your Christmas fruitcake. Everybody's about the fruitcake. John and Carolyn Heimlich celebrate the beauty of the holiday season. And Carolyn, hope you're recovering well out there. She came in and played Christmas music for us one Christmas Eve. So we thank John and Carolyn Heimlich. And, of course, Bob Welsh sent us a card, a specialty card. This card has a picture of the WGH tree topper on it. It has a picture of the Marianne Michaels Upper Crust Society Award. Has a picture of our tree with the tree topper on it. Has a picture of the Farthest Chuck Award last night that Sheriff Bales took home. Then a picture of me, Bob, and Mayor Kellogg. Merry Christmas, Nobel Fruit Peace, PIECE, prize winner. Keep on chucking the Welsh family, 2023. So I don't know if people know this. I was the winner this year of the Nobel Fruitcake Peace Prize, PIECE.
Very nice, very nice.
Yes, so I am the winner of that. So, you know, it's hard to be humble. So those are our Christmas cards so far. Remember, you can send us a Christmas card, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Just send it to WGH Talk. Make sure the return address is in there. We'll get it back to you, and we're going to hang the cards up on the wall. So thank you, Brinley. Thank you, Bob. And thank you, John and Carolyn. All right. So back to the fruitcake toss. So we did have another area of controversy. I think the controversies, number one, were the tie, 68-68, Bales and Jerome. Oh, by the way, and I'm going to say it because I did it on the audio, so if you heard the thing last night. Now, here's the story. Okay. A girl named Miranda Hundley, who was there last night, nominated these two boys, Glenn Jerome and Tyler Wilson. I think his last name, I've lost my list. I no longer have the list. I think his name was Tyler Wilson. So she's been in relationships, let's say, with both of these boys. Okay? Was that your understanding?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I think they were competing for her love last night. And clearly we know who won. Glenn Jerome won that. Okay, here's the problem. So Glenn gets up and throws, and he throws, and that's all fine. He gets 68. Tyler gets up, he throws, that's fine. He does not throw 68. So then we have to have a throw-off, which has never happened before, between Glenn and Sheriff Bales. So Glenn is coming up, and I go, "Here you go, Tyler." I called him by the other boy's name. Did you witness this?
I'm Glenn.
You're good. Yeah, he was not pleased that I had called him by the other boy's name.
You know, I don't know if I blame him for that one. Usually I let name things like that slide, but being the circumstances, I don't know that I would have liked that one either.
Well, you know what? Excuse me. I can't keep up with the boyfriends. I they were just in my mind because she had both nominated them. She had nominated them both. And I don't know. I'm sure he's not happy.
I mean, I think he probably has, because if you're holding on to that, you got nothing better to do. But
clearly I like Tyler
I'm sure he forgot about that.
Well, clearly I like Tyler better, was really what happened.
Subconsciously, we know who you
like. I like Tyler better. In any event, so that was going on. That was a whole other controversy. Then we had Carrington with the wind-up controversy. And then I even hate to get into this, because we've also got to get into the thank yous from last night. But we did have, I think everybody else, for good or for bad, was happy with their throw. You know, some people got it off. Some people didn't get it off. Everybody was okay with it, except one person. Now, I don't know what happened. I even hate to bring this up this close to the holidays. But one of our people got up there to throw last night, even took the coat off, was ready to throw, and did you see this throw? I'm going to bring the name up here in a second, but did you tell me what happened? Because did it bounce off her leg? I didn't see what happened.
Are we talking about...
Yeah.
Oh, I think it might have just been a poor throw.
It was the only person who asked for a do-over.
I think it might have just been a poor throw.
See, I don't know what happened.
Because, like, I was more focused on taking the pictures, and then I just kind of watched where it landed, and she seemed to not be too happy.
No, she wasn't happy. She wanted a do-over, and I had all these people behind her looking at me, looking at me as if, you give her a do-over, we're all going to have a do-over. And then I thought, we're going to be out here till 3 in the morning if this happens. So it was Abby, and I'm confused on what happened, because she had been practicing, and apparently she had threw for 55 and 57 feet in her yard prior to the event last night. And I was, because, you know, I felt, she's a very competitive person. No matter what she says, she's competitive. And she even took her coat off. I mean, tell me if I'm lying on any of this. She took her coat off. She got up to the line. And the thing was on the ground before the 5-foot mark.
She got a solid roll, though.
She got a good roll, but I don't, I don't know what happened.
Maybe it slipped out of her hand. It's either that or she just let go way too early.
Something happened. And maybe she'll be in later today to explain to us exactly what happened. Something happened. You know, I'm not critiquing this throw, but it would have to be the throw last night that was maybe, you know, it would be on the blooper reel if there was any throws on the blooper reel.
You know, that makes sense. I think I'd put it on the blooper.
You know, I always liked the people who took their coat off to throw. See, I knew those were the serious ones.
I was going to say, you gotta get serious.
Carrington did that. Abby did that. Sheriff Bales, I believe, did that. Ted Jolliffe did that. So there were a few people who were really on the serious note.
I mean, I'm pretty sure all the people you named either won or had good throws.
Except Abby. And again, we're not talking bad about you, Abby, here. We just don't know what happened.
I mean, yeah, you've been practicing.
Yeah, I definitely threw further than her. So that side bet was taken care of. But, again, a woman did win the WGH division. I think, again, dispelling the myth that a woman cannot win.
I mean, I think so. I think that... I mean, do people not think that women can win the competition?
That's what I kept hearing all week.
I think it'd be lame to have two divisions.
Well, I don't think we're going to go to two divisions after last night, but fascinating. Now, we've got some people to thank, though. Bob Welsh. Bob Welsh made a beautiful plaque that Sheriff Bales said was beautiful for the winner of the fruitcake toss, and he also made a plaque for the winner of the WGH kind of little in group that threw last night, and Carrington's got that plaque, and it cheered her night up, and I'm sure that will be on her wall. So we thank Bob for that. Bob's been doing that for 2 years now and doing all our plaques for that and the Upper Crust Society. And the plaque for Mayor Kellogg looks great. We have to thank your mom for making the Buckeyes last night. How many Buckeyes do you think we went through? It was a big hit.
I think we had 8 dozen and there were 4 containers, so I think a dozen.
A dozen?
I think so. Or sorry, 2 dozen. I think 2 dozen.
So we went through 2 dozen?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's pretty good. So, 2 dozen Buckeyes, and so we got to thank your mom for doing that, and we also got to thank you and Pastor Craig for picking up the tab for that. And then we've got to thank Abby, who came. I really did not see what was going on, how she pulled it off, because I was over doing other things. But she came with hot chocolate. She came with cups. She came with warm water, and everybody liked it.
They put some boiling water in one of the big Gatorade things.
Is that what? They got a Gatorade thing, so they did come up with a Gatorade
thing. Yeah, one of the big, like, you know, you push the button, water comes out the bottom thing. Yeah, they just filled that up with boiling water.
So how were people enjoying the hot chocolate?
I myself did not have any, and the only person I asked about it was my mom, but she said the hot chocolate was good.
It was good, good. See, I was busy, so I couldn't get to it. It's one of those events where everybody's so busy. I never got a Buckeye. I never got a hot chocolate. I was busy.
I had one Buckeye, and it was before. It was right after I took the lids off all the Buckeyes.
Prior to the event. So all those people, it takes a village. It really does. Not one person puts on an event like that. And so we thank all those people who are not associated with the station, in that they don't do shows here or anything like that, who came out and did all those nice things last night that made the event extra special. We'd never had food before. We'd never had drink before. We had second year we'd had plaques, which are a great thing for people to hang up on their walls. So it was very, very kind.
I mean, honestly, I think that the fruitcake toss went. I think the fruitcake toss went better than we advertised it to be.
Oh, I think we built it up great, but I think the anticipation was not as good as the actual event. I think the actual event was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You didn't think it'd be that hot?
No, I didn't. I'd never been to one before, you know?
It was completely exciting.
I think so. There were more people showed up than more people showed up than I expected.
Because you never know who's going to show up. And it's cold out there. I mean, it was only about 32, 33 degrees when we were out there last night.
Once you stand out there for a while, it's okay.
But I should let people know the lighting was good. That was an issue in past years. The markers were good. We were able to know exactly how far people threw the fruitcake. There was no issue there. No issue with the fruitcake. We had a replacement ready to go when the first one bit the dust. And we had hot chocolate, and we had Buckeyes, and we had singing. And apparently the singing was good. And the audience, for the first time, did join in with the singing.
I think they joined in the Village of Caledonia.
Oh, both of them?
There were, I don't know who all did, but there were definitely a few people.
You know, something that was very unique last night was everybody was in a positive mood. I did not run into any downers last night. And there were a lot of people there. There were people there who were just watching the event.
I mean, how could you be a downer at such a such event?
Well, I've been to events, that event before, where people have come in with kind of a, oh, you know, I don't feel good tonight, or some one of that, you know, one of those type of things. And maybe people can't help that, but I've been around that. And that does kind of bring your event down a little bit.
I mean, I think the event went well. I don't know how you could have been bored. Or anything of the sort there. It was good. There was a lot going on.
Fantastic. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I guess it's a good thing I'm not overly sensitive.
Why is that?
Oh, Scott.
What happened?
The first time I gave you not you personally, but you all a Christmas card. And just because I was too cheap to pay for a postage stamp, and I gave it to you personally last night, I didn't get any recognition.
No, no.
I got my sensitive little baby feelings hurt for about half a second.
No, hold on a second. Let me tell you about this. I was hosting the event, and I could not hold on to it. I didn't have any pockets to put
it. So it just ended up in file 13?
No. I handed it to Terry, and I don't know what he did with it.
Okay.
No, I'm sure it's around here somewhere. But when I find it, I'm going to read this thing on the air. I'll have to ask Terry where it is.
Oh, yeah. That's another thing. You said that you've made up your mind that we'll never have a king and a queen?
Well, because I think Carrington won the WGH division, which was a pretty well male-dominated division. And she also... got to the 55 mark, which is not that far off from where the men were.
I mean, wasn't Carrington the only woman
to
throw in the WGH division?
Did anybody else get to the 55 mark as far as the women were concerned, Scott?
What's that?
Who else out of the women got to the 55 mark?
I think it was just her.
No. Wow, you really...
Well, I don't have the results in front of me.
I have to keep you on your toes. Okay, so now did you just... forget that I took my coat off too, because I wasn't mentioned in the coat taker offer people.
Oh no, you did
and
take your coat off. Yes.
You also didn't mention that I threw it for 55 foot, and you also danced around the fact that I said, give me that fruitcake, I'm not the tying type, and then I threw it for 46 foot, and she threw it for 40 foot. So if, hypothetically speaking, there were going to be a queen, it's my crown that I'm not getting.
Well, see, but I knew you would call in and explain this to the audience.
Okay.
No, now tell people, you have been to two fruitcake tosses, and you've heard about...
And I would have been the queen at both of them.
And you've been to four of them. And, well, what do you think of last night's fruitcake toss?
I think I'd have to keep you on your toes, Mr. Card Misplacer Man.
You know, isn't that terrible that Terry absconded with your card? That's just horrible.
Okay, so you lost my card. Now, I have to...
No, I didn't lose your card.
I'm going to go in on you, because you always go in on Abby. So, Abby, this one's for you. I'm going in on it, girl.
Wait a second.
You just tossed my card off to the side like this garbage. And I was ever so proud of myself, because it's the first one. I'm not a card person, but I thought, well, just join in the merriment there. So... Bye bye Christmas card. Mine wasn't important because I didn't want to pay for a postage stamp and I hand delivered it. Then I had to, you know, be the little whistleblower, you know, hey, you said no wind up, and you like papered over that, you know. Then I did a tiebreaker and then you don't even announce that. But you talked about everybody else's controversies.
Did you feel there were more controversies there last night than need be? Certainly bigger than fruitcakes past.
Listen, this was the who's who. Anybody who was anybody was there, and it was a nail-biter. I was on the edge of my seat. I had fun rooting for everyone. Carrington, it's all good fun. We're both queens, sweetheart. Like, I can't wait to do it again.
Was that not fun? I mean, no, because people will jump on me and they'll say, oh, you're just saying it was the greatest because it was the fourth one.
Absolutely not. Matter of fact, probably all the hooping and hollering that people hear in the background, that was probably me doing most of that because I'm really getting into it.
Well, I remember somebody came up and people started cheering, and I thought, gosh, I don't remember that in the past.
Well, of course, the kids are a crowd pleaser. Everybody likes the kids, you know. And then I'm with Matt. Matt, you hit that nail on the head. Like, doesn't Show Sales just look like the Jolly Green Giant?
I wouldn't call the sheriff the Jolly Green Giant. You're going to get run in.
He's huge.
Yeah, no.
Like, you don't see people that big every day.
Yeah, no, he's a tall man. He is.
How would you like him to show up at your house with a subpoena?
I said jokingly last night that if he came to arrest me, I would just put the cuffs on myself.
Now, listen, I want to make sure we get this in, though, about Abby, because you saw it. What happened?
Tough day.
Yeah, and I knew I could not let her throw again, because that would be another controversy in and of itself.
Right. We got to stick to the rules.
But I have just messaged Terry to try to find out what he did with this Christmas card.
Well, it's probably sitting next to my tiara somewhere.
You know, I got Mayor Kellogg's...
Queen's tiara somewhere.
I got Mayor Kellogg's plaque over here, but I don't know where did that... That's who I handed it to, was Terry, wasn't it?
I do not know.
Do you really think I care, Scott?
No, but it is strange.
It's my job in life is to aggravate you every day.
No.
That's my real job, because I've got that completed.
No, but it is strange, but thanks for calling.
Have a good show, Scott.
Bye. No, it is. It's just strange that just popped in my head. Sarah did give me a card last night, and I handed it off to somebody because I didn't have a pocket, and I wonder where that went.
You know, he might have just taken it home with him.
Well, we might try to figure out what's going on here. We've got a whole other hour coming up next hour, and I'm going to talk more about Abby's throw because I think I have a theory on this whole thing. We're going to come back with that conversation in just about 10 minutes. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I didn't realize how hard it is to wear headphones with a Santa hat. It's a horrible thing. Santa, is this your big... Forget it. Give us a nice introduction for your favorite group.
Yes, I think they're such a group that they deserve to have a magazine story written about them. I call them Leshecki.
Leshecki, right? Leshecki. Yeah, Leshecki. Leshecki.
Leshecki.
Leshecki. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
The Leshecki family.
Yeah, they're great.
Yes, here, let's hear them. Introduce the audience again to our favorite group.
Yes, that's my favorite group, Let Her Rip.
Well, who are they?
I never before had trouble pronouncing names. Well, let's just say Leshecki.
Let's say it. The Leshecki family.
Okay, Leshecki. All right.
So nobody knows if it's poinsettia or poinsettia?
No, give us a call. 740-339-44. Is it poinsettia?
Well, that really got in with you with Madge, didn't it? You guys didn't see eyeball to eyeball on that one.
Like I say, Madge never pronounced it right.
She's dead. She can't defend herself.
I know.
Charlie cracked me up. The woman's been dead for 10 years, Charlie.
If people want to distinguish themselves, they'll call it Ponset or, something like that.
Oh, so you're saying she was doing it for hoity-toity reasons?
Oh, yes. Hoity-toity.
No. Madge wasn't hoity-toity.
Yes, she was. She was high in social circles.
The place for holiday fun.
CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740 225-4495. Webpage, crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, Friday morning we have Over the Fence with Pastor Steve and Scott Spears, and it's a great time where we just bounce ideas and thoughts back and forth on the day and different things going on. I invite you to join in and listen and talk over the air with us. Just call in 383-9944. We would love to hear from you, and we'll hear you on the show.
Over the Back Fence with Pastor Steve Whitaker and Scott Spears every Friday morning here on WGH Talk from 9:15 until 10 a.m. Call in anytime at 740-383-9944.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Adam Media and Adam the Computer Guy offering remote